I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in dark times. Fires rage and burn. Storms create chaos, and weather patterns are upended. A bishop appeals to a newly elected world leader, asking him to show mercy to the people, and she receives death threats. Uneasy peace is negotiated in the land of the Holy One, but hard-won trust between peoples and religions is gone. Continents are divided and economies are threatened as trade tariffs are applied and long-standing relationships and friendships are broken. What we have taken for granted can no longer be counted on. When the ground is shifting, life is uncertain, fear is in the air, and darkness is close at hand, this is when our faithfulness is called upon. And who better to have as our role models than Simeon and Anna? They experienced much darkness in the span of their lives. They waited through trial and turmoil and war for years and years to see the Messiah. Simeon and Anna kept the hope alive that one would come whose light would shine upon all people and scatter the darkness. Such patience is rare in our time. Technology has made everything faster. We are trained to want and expect everything now, in this instant. And in our haste, we often miss things. The presentation of the Lord, or Candlemas, offers us an opportunity to stop and remind ourselves that God's work in the world is often anything but instant. In fact, it tends to be long and slow. The Jewish people had to wait centuries for the Messiah to come. Simeon and Anna had to wait nearly their whole lives before they saw salvation with their own eyes. Mary would have to wait 30 more years before she would see Jesus begin to visibly fulfill the promise she had been given about him. 30 years of obscurity, with nothing much out of the ordinary apparently happening, except that in the very obscurity and ordinariness of it all, the long, slow work of God was quietly unfolding. Even if God's work unfolds slowly, waiting does not mean that we should be idle. It was revealed to Simeon that he would not die before seeing the Lord's Messiah. In his waiting, Simeon was righteous and devout. He watched closely. He paid attention to the movement of the Spirit and was guided to the temple on the day that Jesus was brought by his parents. He recognized God's light of revelation in Jesus, the Messiah, and he broke this news to the astounded and amazed Mary and Joseph. Simeon blessed them, told them of the child's destiny, and warned them that their hearts would be broken. Do we have the fortitude, the patience, the faithfulness, and the watchfulness to see God at work where others see nothing special? If Simeon is like a long, full, deep breath, gathering in all the history, all the signs, all the hope, then Anna is like an expulsion of thanksgiving, joy, vibrancy, witness. She comes from the tribe of Asher and is a prophetess, one of the few women in the Bible to be so designated. A faithful worshiper, Anna prayed and fasted in the temple day and night, having done so since being married and widowed at a young age. She is also waiting for the Messiah, not so that she may die, but rather so that she may respond to God's good news by witnessing. Simeon and Anna meet in this moment that our church still celebrates today. A moment that Diana Butler Bass reminds us falls halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. This is the time when many of Europe's ancient tribal people believed the earth woke up to new life. It marked the season of lengthening days and was associated with fertility, the lambing season, and the returning of light. The intersection of the Jewish story of Mary's purification and Jesus, the light, with the primal seasonal celebrations of Mother Earth and brighter days, created the Christian celebration of Candlemas. So on February 2nd, it became a practice that many Christians would bring candles to the church to be blessed, and then walk through towns or villages in candlelight processions. The long weeks of winter candle festivals, from Advent to Christmas through Epiphany, end with us bearing light into the world. In a way, it all began so passively, waiting for God to act, to birth peace and justice in the world. Simeon watching, gathering the signs, and recognizing God's gift of light and life before he died. Anna coming to life, expressing the joy, witnessing to the light, shining it into all the dark places, sharing its warmth and love and hope with others. When the ground is shifting, life is uncertain, fear is in the air, and darkness is close at hand, this is when our faithfulness is called upon. Do we have the courage, the grace, the strength, and the audacity to share God's light when darkness threatens us? We may not feel that our faith is constant enough to face the darkness, but Barbara Brown Taylor offers an encouraging story. I have been given the gift of lunar spirituality, in which the divine light available to me waxes and wanes with the seasons. When I go out onto my porch at night, the moon never looks the same way twice. Some nights it is round and bright, as a headlight. Other nights, it is thinner than the sickle hanging in my garage. Some nights, the moon is gone altogether, leaving a vast web of stars that are brighter in its absence. All in all, the moon is a truer mirror for my soul than the sun that looks the same way every day. God's light does not depend on our faithfulness, but breaking through the darkness of our time does depend on our attitude and our actions. Although we may not be able to take much for granted, we can stand firm on the faith that has gone before us. We can recognize the love that has been born among us. And we can, most importantly, perhaps right now, witness to God's light, which brings hope. Let us not be idle, but embody Simeon and Anna. Pay attention, watch for signs, recognize God's work. Be open to grace, witness to hope, act with purpose. Brighten the darkness, offer love and comfort. Keep relationship, hold hope. Let God's light shine. Amen.